Good morning. Zero Carb Journal, episode 93. I'm Matt, as always. How you guys doing? Hope you're doing great. I am doing awesome. Hope you had a great week. I had a great one. It's been a really, really good week for me here. Just getting started. It's early, not that early, a little after 7. It's dark. I'm totally in the fog here. It's been pouring rain for days and days and weeks, and now I'm in a cloud, apparently, so... And again, I don't have my big light, so I'm having lighting issues. So sorry about that. I'm a little discombobulated these days. I am actually really scattered. I've got projects going all over the place, and so I've got all my stuff spread out, and that's why my light's down in my shop. But yeah, how are you guys? Doing good? Hope you made some progress this week. I've had a good week. It's been great. I'm feeling great these days, you guys. My energy has been... It's so funny to think about it now, or not funny, but interesting. Because I contemplated, you know, I bring it up now, like, oh, my energy's great. And I'm almost at that point where I've almost, like, forgotten how fatigued I constantly was a few years ago. Because when I say that, I'm just like, that's kind of weird. What do you mean your energy's great? You know, and it's just... it's becoming very normal, you know, to get up early and go get, like yesterday I had stuff I wanted to do on my own list personally, and I got up and I was out there by 8 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't come back up here, till almost 5 at night, and I was just working, and that just, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, I was good for a couple hours, and I was napping all day and laying around. I mean, I just was so fatigued. So it's just so nice to be kind of back to a normal energy output. I'm not falling asleep at 7:30 in the evening anymore. I've been staying up almost till 10 and still getting up pretty early. It's been great, you guys. I've been feeling really good about getting back to normal, getting to be not sick anymore. I've had some people commenting saying, oh, you're back. And it's so funny because I, you know, it's been a while now of being well, thanks to Zero Carb, almost 3 years. And I'm so well that I forget how sick I was. And so when they say I'm back, it's almost like I chose, you know, to disappear for a while. And when people say that, it makes me... really grateful to be have gotten myself back together. Yeah, so anyways, I'm having a great week. I'm having a good run. Been feeling good. I did, despite all that positivity, I did have a really sick night before last Friday night. I don't know what it was. I ate burgers and bacon. I think, you know, I don't know, maybe I got a bad piece of bacon or something. It was inexpensive bacon. It was, I did cook it the night before and put it in the fridge. Maybe there was something on the griddle. I don't know what it was, but I had the burning. It was my same old sickness. It was the burning in my stomach, and woke up totally covered in sweat, hot in the middle of the night, right about midnight, knowing there was something wrong, and went outside to use the toilet and just, yeah, got really sick out of both ends for a little while, but just as I usually do, it clears right up as soon as I get whatever's bothering my system out of my stomach. So, interesting deal there that happens once in a while. This was eating pretty much my own beef and lamb, but like I said, I did eat bacon, and it was cheap bacon, and who knows. What's interesting about that is, as I've been saying, when I have those episodes, they just clear up instantly as soon as I get whatever's gone out of my, you know, whatever's in my system. As soon as I get it gone, I'm fine. That's really different than what I used to experience, where my whole system was kind of just in, you know, an autoimmune overdrive. And so now it just seems like, oh, my stomach's burning, having, you know, issues digesting and get rid of it, and I go right back to sleep and have no issues. So whatever, that wasn't very fun. I wish I knew what, you know, usually, like I say, it's a lot of fat that I can't digest, and that usually is the case. It could have been the case this time. I could have just pigged out on that uncooked bacon without really recognizing how much I'd eaten. So I guess it could have been that as well, now that I think about it. Anyways, had a sick day, but nonetheless, I'm having a great week. So this week, I had a lot of boat work. I just kind of buckled down and got things done. As I said, I was focused on, and it's been great. There's one boat that's in the final stages, and they really need me, so I'm getting some hours there, and I'll get some more hours this week. And another one's just getting ready to start. So for the next 6 weeks or so, I'm probably going to be just buckled down. And on top of that, my house, as you guys know, is turning over at the end of the month here, and it's mostly empty right now. I've got one renter kind of lingering around. He actually had a big, huge party last night down there, which was really cool, to be honest with you. They had a band in the front room, and it was loud, and they were burning all their furniture, and I really enjoyed it. I didn't go to hang out with them, but I listened to them partying, and it was great. It was just exactly what my place was meant for. They did come down and hang out with me a bit in my shop yesterday, so I got a little hangout time with the younger folks, and what I'm trying to say is I've got a lot of work to do. I've been doing a lot of work down there, getting the house fixed up and ready for the new renters. And I know it sounds funny having a big party, but he's friends with the new renters, and it was like a housewarming and moving out, and they're all younger folks, and my house is good for partying. You can't hurt it. It's got horrible paneling on the walls and salvage hardwood floors that I put in that aren't finished, so you can't hurt them. And so I think it's great, just great. And my roommate or the renters are really respectful. We've had good talks, and I was like, well, just don't leave me a big mess. Help me out, clean it up. And so, yeah, so that was kind of fun. But I've been working my butt off. I've just been going to work, coming home, going to work on the house, going to work in the shop on my van, just kind of puttering around, getting a lot done, and feeling like I'm making a lot of progress. So that's been good. Zero carb standpoint, you guys know I've just been eating my burgers and bacon. Bacon was occasional this week. I took a couple days off, ate some, took a couple days off, ate some, got sick, didn't eat any, and here I am. And that looks like I'll probably be my pattern for a while, I think. I'm really enjoying eating my ground beef and lamb, but I do need a little more fat sometimes, a few days of it, and I start to sort of dry out, as it were. So that's been good. What else? What else do I have to share? Seems like I had something zero carb on my mind all week that I wanted to talk about, but of course now it slipped my mind, now that it's time to talk about it. Don't recall. Well, doesn't really matter. At any rate, hope you guys are making some progress. I know what it was. It was one of the guys that I've been working with who was talking about being ill lately and going to the doctor, and it looks like it's colitis. So I'm hoping that at least, you know, in some small way, I can at least help him on his path as he starts to figure out how he's going to manage that. So I was feeling grateful that I had had my experiences, and I could at least offer him one viable way of, you know, one viable therapy method. So anyways, I'm pretty scattered. You guys can probably tell I'm really worn out. Look at my hair, huh? I need a haircut. I haven't had time to go get one. I've got summer hair, kind of just letting her go wild. Bedhead this morning. Who knows, maybe this week I'll find some time and go get a haircut and clean up after myself a little bit. I've just been, like I said, just going so hard. I haven't been, I've kind of been neglecting a lot of my routine stuff, which has been interesting. I did find some time to work out, but I haven't been doing my yoga, and just kind of been letting some of my routine stuff slide. And that routine was so important for me getting here that I'm apprehensive about letting it get too far, you know, away. I'm definitely holding on to a lot of parts of it that I found value in, that gave me a lot of positive benefits. And so I'm, you know, doing my best to hold on to a lot of it. But I am, as I said, starting to, you know, turn outwards a little bit and have a little more energy for other things. So I'm trying to balance that. That's been interesting. But I think this week I'm going to keep pushing hard, but I'm going to try and find some more time to do my yoga and get my hair cut and make sure I take care of myself. Yeah. So I hope you guys are doing great. Hope you're taking care of yourselves, making some progress. Hope you're not getting sucked out into the into the carbohydrate weeds. So if there's anything I can tell you about, let me know. I think I'm going to go. I just don't have a whole lot to say other than keep going, stay the course, stay positive. This lifestyle is worth it. So I'll just keep saying those things. And I'll say thank you guys for listening and watching like always. You mean so much to me. And yeah, I think that's enough for today. I'll try and marshal my thoughts a little better next week and come up with something a little more profound for you guys. But I hope you have a great week. And hope you're feeling good. Stay in the course. Making some progress. Thanks for listening and watching, you guys. And I'll see you next week. All right, you guys. Have a great week. See you.